Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Welcome to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters. I am Mark Walters, and I am, in fact, filling your prescription for freedom today, coast to coast, from those toasty beaches of Florida all the way to those crab fishing vessels of Alaska and every state in between. Welcome to the broadcast today. Sean, our Dallas, down there, you awake, you alive, you got a mic on?
Yes.
Let me tell you something. In all the years of my existence, I don't think I have ever felt like I feel today talking about a particular story, an unfolding story.
Mm-hmm.
Omaha, Nebraska, our hearts bleed for you today, KOIL listeners on 1290 AM Omaha. Your community is in my thoughts today and all of our thoughts here at Armed American Radio, and I'm sure the Salem Radio Network and all of the staff. Never in my years on planet Earth have I heard a story worse than this. It's always terrible when a civil servant, a police officer, is killed in the line of duty protecting all of us from the thug element of our society. I know you feel the same. Black, white, Hispanic, yellow, green, Martian, it makes no difference. The word thug covers it all. And like you, I've seen and heard some terrible stories over the years. Too many to recount here, actually. Sadly enough, but noting. And I mean, just terrible stories over the years. Nothing comes remotely close to the unfolding story of Officer Carrie Orozco. She was a 7.5-year veteran of the Omaha PD, the last three of which were spent on the gang task force in Omaha. Arguably, of course, I would say one of the most dangerous jobs that you can have on the police force. Sean, I'm sure you would agree with that.
Yes.
You're dealing with the worst of the worst. It was as her role as a gang task force officer that Carrie and other officers were executing an arrest warrant for a local thug, a felon, imagine that, a criminal, an ex-con, a one Marcus D. Wheeler. Marcus Wheeler is black. Carrie Orozco is white. I tell you that for one reason. Because the other side mentions that on a regular basis. It shouldn't make any difference, but it does to them. So we'll point that out to you. The Washington Post didn't tell you that. But they're sure quick to tell you when it's a white police officer and a black criminal. When it's the other way around. When the shooting is the other way around. They don't waste any time. This guy was wanted for an assault with a firearm. By the way, a firearm that no background check would have kept this thug from getting his felonious hands on. You follow me there? No background check would have stopped him. No background check did stop him.
Mm-hmm.
When this loser was spotted, he apparently began immediately firing upon the officers who were confronting him. A foot chase ensued, and more shots were exchanged at another location. It was during this second volley of fire that both the thug criminal and Officer Orozco were both hit. I can tell you that Omaha is a safer place today due to the fact that Marcus D. Wheeler is now dead, never able to harm another human being again, and dead at the hands of very brave police officers who exchanged fire with this waste of air. Unfortunately, his removal from planet Earth came at great expense. The life of 29-year-old Officer Carrie Orozco, a woman who, by every account that I've read, was a pillar of her community, both in and out of her uniform. She was a coach. She was a mentor, a Boys and Girls Club volunteer, and just an all-around great human being, of which this country could stand a few more of. Now gone, at the hands of a thug, punk, felon, criminal who, quite frankly, didn't deserve to be even breathing the same air as this proud and brave officer. as if her death alone isn't bad enough for her, her family, and the community, it gets worse, Sean.
Yes.
As if it can get worse, it does get worse.
Yes, it does.
You see, Carrie Orozco was a stepmom to two beautiful kids, a wife, and a new mother to a three-month-old baby girl. Her first daughter, Olivia Ruth. Olivia Ruth was born prematurely, and Olivia Ruth had been in neonatal intensive care for the last 3 months, since February, as her family anxiously awaited her release to finally come home and begin their lives together as a family. She was scheduled to come home today. Today. Mm. Now, as a result of the actions of a criminal thug monster, and there's I could use worse adjectives, but I'd get thrown off the air. As a result of this punk, she's killed. She's dead. Her life snuffed out in an instant, just one day before she was to welcome her beautiful daughter home and to begin her maternity leave. You think about that.
That's crazy.
This is the most, they're all of these types of stories are horrible. None come close, at least in my recent memory, to how awful this is. Sean, because of the actions of this loser, Marcus Wheeler, this young child will never know her mom.
Mm-hmm. That's true. That's just sad.
She will think about this, okay? Let me paint the picture for you. She will never be rocked to sleep mm-hmm. by her mother. She will never be held tight at night by her mom. She'll never be comforted by her mom when she's sick. She'll never hear her mom sing her a song to sleep,
mm-hmm.
ever.
Mm-hmm.
Her life, although only 3 months into it, will never be what it should be. And not just hers, but her husband's and stepdaughters, as well as all of her extended family. And now the entire community in Omaha, Nebraska suffers. And suffers forever with this woman's loss. 29 years old, 7.5-year veteran, the last three of which were spent on the gang task force, keeping Omaha safe, doing the best that she could do with the training that she had, and the drive that comes from within a person to want to do that, and then spend their hours out of uniform continuing to give back to the community, and a life snuffed out, a life like that snuffed out at the hands of evil in an instant. The entire community now suffers forever.
Mm-hmm.
I read this last night late. Admittedly, I was up very late. It was one of those, you know, can't sleep type things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Had a lot on my mind. Schedule's been all over the board lately. Got a holiday weekend coming up. And I was just doing as I want to do. I'm perusing stories and constantly looking for something fun and something. And this popped up. I cried when I read this. It brought tears to my eyes. It also angered me. It angered me beyond words, and that anger will be palpable throughout today's broadcast. I apologize in advance for that. But I don't think that I'm going to be able to help that. I have yet to hear one word from Al Sharpton.
Oh, really?
Not one word. I have yet. And I may be wrong. I just haven't seen it or heard it. I haven't heard a peep from Obama. If I had a son, he'd look like Trayvon Martin, that Obama. I haven't heard a peep from his wife. I've not heard anything from Morgan Freeman or the other bleeding heart cop bashers and haters. I haven't heard a word from you. You who are so quick to come to the defense of a criminal thug, i.e. Michael Brown, and the rest of them. I wonder, will Prince write a song about this woman's life? Will they gather in Omaha? Will they rally in Omaha for this woman's life and what she did for her community? Will they step up? Will Prince step up and write a check for this woman's family and what this little 3-month-old beautiful daughter who came home today will now have to endure for the rest of her life without her mother? Don't hold your breath. Their agenda heads only in one direction, their own. We'll be back.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to defendfamilynow.com right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit defendfamilynow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's defendfamilynow.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Emerson Knives is the first company completely dedicated to producing knives for self-defense, law enforcement, and military applications. The Emerson CQC-7 is the most influential tactical folder of all time. Carried in places not found on any roadmap, the CQC-7 should be carried whether you're at a movie with your family or kicking in doors in Iraq. The CQC-7 is on duty with the select few who have known the chaos of conflict. For your own CQC-7, visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
The Magnum Research Baby Desert Eagle family of handguns. Excellent handgun protection with plenty of firepower. With a crisp double-action, single-action trigger pull. And available in 9mm, 40 Smith & Wesson, and 45 ACP. The Baby Desert Eagle handgun line comes in several barrel lengths. And your pick of steel or polymer frame. All models come with slide-mounted decocking safety, upgraded fixed combat sights, and several models feature tactical rails. Visit MagnumResearch.com or your local dealer today.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Carrying spare magazines is always a great idea. The Crossbreed holster outside the waistband mag carrier is the most comfortable OWB rig on the market today. The Crossbreed mag carrier provides great retention and a high ride, enabling total concealment and immediate access under only a light cover garment. Available for single or dual magazines, these incredibly comfortable magazine carriers may just save your life one day. Crossbreed holsters, often imitated but never duplicated. To order your Crossbreed mag carrier, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out IRFnews.com. That's IRFnews.com.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the program. What a sad, horrible day it is to have to talk about this. What a terrible, terrible time and a day to have to talk about this. It's absolutely awful to have to talk about this with you today.
Mm-hmm.
Sean, you agree?
Yes, absolutely.
I can't tell you how many countless stories like this I've read and researched over the years, talked about on Armed American Radio on far too many occasions, and they're all devastating. This one, though, this one was worse. This is the worst I've ever seen. Maybe it's because my daughter, when she was born, went right to neonatal intensive care, albeit she was home in 5 days. Shouldn't have been, because we had to take her back immediately. She shouldn't have been released. But she spent the first week and a half or so of her life in neonatal intensive care, and I understand the waiting to come home. Can you imagine how excited Carrie, Officer Orozco, was to begin her maternity leave and to bring her beautiful little baby home after 3 months? You know, the fear that she went through for the health of her child when Olivia was born. The excitement yesterday prior to her murder at the hands of this gang-banging criminal thug, punk, loser. Can you imagine? You have children. I just can't think of anything more heartbreaking. It's awful. It's just absolutely flat out awful. The only good to come from this, at least today, is the fact that he is no longer here and breathing, Marcus D. Wheeler. And you know what? I don't want to hear, and I better not hear, about his upbringing and how he got to where he was yesterday. I don't want to hear the excuses and the lies. I don't want to hear the sickening comment, he was a good boy. I don't want to hear it. I don't care about his upbringing. I don't care where he came from. I don't give a hoot about his background. Everything you hear other than the fact that he was a thug, criminal punk who chose his own destiny in life is a lie. And I don't care who it comes from. And I don't want to see a baby picture of this punk. His baby picture is simply the beginning of a waste of human breath. And that was borne out and proven yesterday. The Washington Post had no problem telling you that Michael Brown was a unarmed black man killed by a white police officer, Darren Wilson. They had no problem telling you that. Sean, didn't they?
Yeah.
Did they ever miss that opportunity to tell you that? I don't think so. Nor did the rest of the lamestream propaganda machine masquerading as media, objective journalists in this country, who, by the way, I think the latest Pew results confirm that the vast majority of us do not believe you and don't trust you and know that you're not even capable of covering the upcoming election in 2016 fairly and objectively. That should shame every single one of you. But the Washington Post had no problem telling you that. Mark Berman, writing for the Washington Post yesterday at 11:25 p.m., an Omaha police officer was killed during a shootout with suspect Wednesday, a day before a three-month-old baby was to be released from the hospital. The officer, Carrie Orozco, 29, had given birth to a daughter, Olivia Ruth, in February, but the baby was premature and remained in the hospital, according to police, and they go on and on and on, and never once is race mentioned. And you know what? That's good. That's the way it should be. That's the way it should be. Unfortunately, for the mainstream media, that's not the way it's been. That elimination of that fact in this story is a deviation from months and months of previous coverage. Wow, it's just one thing after another, testament to where we are in this country today. It's sad.
It's mind-blowing.
It is mind-blowing. More than any of that, when it's all said and done, it's just plain sad that we are here today. It's awful. God bless her family. If you can make a donation, please do so. I'll check during the break. I meant to have the site up. I believe over $75,000 or $80,000 has already been raised. There was a tweet from one of her fellow officers that was just absolutely gut-wrenching and heartbreaking. And it read, I'm paraphrasing, but it said, rest in peace, Carrie. We'll take it from here. And I have no doubt that the Omaha PD and the community will pull together and see to it that her family, her husband, her two stepchildren, and her new daughter home today. Yeah, I know, I hear you. It's awful. But I have no doubt that that community and that police department and her fellow officers will pull together and some good will come of this. That this young three-month-old child will grow up getting to know her mom as best as possible, and that the community will, in fact, see to it that she is taken care of. There's no doubt in my mind about that. I'm going to make a donation today. I hope you do too, whether it's $5, $10, $15. I would like to be able to say I could afford to donate to every cause all the time when something like this happens. It's impossible, but there are some you just cannot ignore, Sean. You just cannot ignore.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of them. So, maybe during the break we'll try to find a site, and we'll give you that information so you have it. It won't matter whether it's today, tonight, tomorrow. It doesn't make any difference. When I come back from the break, I'm going to move over to some good news. You know, we talked with Alan Gottlieb on Monday.
Yes.
About the yet again another victory.
Yes, sir.
Right. There was an amazing piece in the New York Post, believe it or not, an amazing piece in the New York Post about what that means, or what it could mean, or more than likely will mean, for New York City and their schemes to keep law-abiding citizens from exercising their right to keep and bear arms. When we come back, we'll talk about that. And then I'm going to read you a story about good guys with guns stopping bad guys with guns. I know they don't want you to hear it. Tough. It happens. And we'll talk about it when we come back.
You're at 23 Mabry, miss?
Yes. I told you on my last call. They're in my house. Where are you guys?
Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think.
As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you. The most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little as $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com. Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to defendfamilynow.com right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit defendfamilynow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's defendfamilynow.com.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
One of the few guns that fits comfortably in your pocket, the North American Arms Guardian 32 ACP is the perfect combination of small size, high quality, and great stopping power. Convenient, reliable, and very effective. North American Arms stands behind the Guardian 32 ACP with a lifetime warranty. With standard capacity of 6+1 rounds in a pistol less than 4 inches in length, the Guardian ACP ships with 2 magazines and offers an optional 10-round capacity extended magazine. For more information, visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to defendfamilynow.com right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit defendfamilynow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's defendfamilynow.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
You are back in the Crossbreed Holster Studios with me today. I hope you're having a great day. I'm sorry that the tone of the show is so somber today, but for some reason this story just hit home with me, and I hope you bear with me and can appreciate the depth of my sorrow, my disgust, my anger at this for happening to this young police officer, 29 years old, and her family, in large part, mainly emotionally driven by the fact that she was to begin her maternity leave today, as we speak today. And what no doubt, in any of you, you're a parent, you understand, you can imagine. I don't need to paint that picture for you. You can view that in your own mind's eye and think about the birth of your own children or those close to you. You can imagine that excitement. You can head over to omahapolicefoundation.org, omahapolicefoundation.org. If you would like to make a donation to the family of Officer Carrie Orozco, please click on the Donate Now button and mention Orozco. It's O-R-O-Z-C-O, Family Fund, in the comments. And the Omaha Police Department thanks you for supporting her and her family at this just horrible time. All right, Sean, we'll shake that brutal story off for now as best we can and try to pick it up with a little bit of good news while the anti-gun crowd is out there claiming victory in Oregon. KYKN listeners, you're all too aware of what's happening out there. The Brady campaign is claiming victory on the heels of that, and they are blatantly telling you their next stop is Nevada. Go there in a few minutes. But there is some good news to tell you. You heard Alan Gottlieb on the show earlier in the week. Yep. He was talking, you heard Alan tell us, Sean, about the big win, in Washington, D.C. Judge Scullin has just had enough. He's had enough of the Washington, D.C. City Council and Kathy Lanier, these just absolute freedom-hating, gun control zealot freaks. And that's what they are. These are freedom-hating people. They hate your right. These people want to possess total control of you, period. Well, they lost again. And Federal Judge Scullin has had enough. He wants this case rectified. He wants to speed it through. And he wants D.C. to tell him what they're going to do to fix their problem. New York Post had a story. D.C. loss for gun control puts New York City's laws at risk. I'm going to read you this because it's too good not to. The latest fight over gun control, this is from the Washington or from the New York Post today. The latest fight over gun control in Washington, D.C. looks like one for New York to watch. It's on the question of whether the District of Columbia can require residents applying for pistol permits to show, quote-unquote, good reason. Short work was made of the question this week by U.S. District Judge Frederick J. Scullin, Jr. He struck down D.C.'s requirement that gun permit applications provide a good reason to own a firearm, and he set an aggressive schedule to speedily resolve the granting of a permit to plaintiffs. It's not yet clear whether D.C. and its police chief, Kathy Lanier, are going to appeal the district court ruling. It is clear, though, that the case will echo in New York and other cities that require a showing of need to carry a pistol. And no wonder. The Second Amendment Foundation's Alan Gottlieb was quoted by the Washington Free Beacon as calling it a, quote, devastating loss for the district and its anti-gun rights policy. The Washington Post says it thrusts the district into a national battle. The national battle could very well come to New York City. The city's strict laws governing residents' ability to carry a concealed gun would be vulnerable to the same constitutional objection as the D.C. gun laws. Yeah, that's how the Constitution works. If Scullin's judgment were imposed on New York, either by a higher court or Congress, it would render unenforceable the city's demand that permit applicants show a good reason, usually a clear need for self-defense, before getting approved. It's a big deal because the quote-unquote good reason hurdle is being used by municipalities to evade the Bill of Rights. What would be the reaction were Americans required to show good reason before they were allowed to pray in public? Or before they were allowed to speak on a street corner, or before they were allowed to publish or read newspapers, or for that matter, to demand to see a search warrant, or to remain silent when arrested. All are protected under the Bill of Rights, no questions asked. What seems to have set Judge Scullin off is a local law that says that the police chief may issue a permit to carry a gun if, quote, the applicant has good reason to fear injury to his or her person or property or has any other proper reason for carrying a pistol. Washington, D.C. requires the showing of actual death threats and complaints to the police. Living in a, quote, unquote, high crime area isn't enough, the law says. Permit applicants have to allege in writing serious threats of death or bodily harm. No such conditions are attached to the Second Amendment. Scullin concluded that the District of Columbia had failed to demonstrate that there is a relationship, let alone a tight fit, between public safety and the good reason requirement. So, he reckoned, the district's good reason requirement runs afoul of the Second Amendment. He blocked the city from enforcing its handgun law, and he set an expedited schedule to resolve outstanding details. In other words, he smacked them upside the head. Are you reading between the lines here? That suggested, continuing, the judge was tired of local officials trying to resist several Supreme Court decisions on the Second Amendment. The Heller case, for example, established that the right to keep and bear arms is an individual right. Heller, though, was also a case from Washington, D.C., which is governed ultimately by Congress. A second landmark decision, known as McDonald v. Chicago, required the states to obey the Second Amendment. Could this pattern be repeated in the case just decided? It may be that the local authorities won't appeal, lest they risk setting a national precedent. It's also possible to imagine that Congress will wake up to what's happening in its own backyard. Possible. Could Congress pass a law turning the tables on recalcitrant local authorities? Such laws, known as shall-issue laws, remove the burden on the permit applicant to show why he needs to carry a gun. It would put the burden on the authorities to show why not. This is an irony for New York. Take a listen to this. The most progressive state is one of the most regressive when it comes to the Second Amendment, and it's a far cry from New York's roots. The state ratified the Constitution only on the condition that it would protect the right to bear arms. It carefully marked that condition in a famous statement put out in Poughkeepsie at the time the Constitution was ratified. It asserted that the, quote, people have the right to keep and bear arms. It said nothing about them having to show good reason. That's a great piece from the New York Post. You agree, Sean? You like that piece?
Yes.
That pretty much says it like it is, isn't it? Isn't that what that says? So Seth Lipsky over at New York Post in the opinion did just an absolutely phenomenal job there when he pointed out, as all of us already know, that there are no conditions on the Second Amendment. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Unless you live in Washington, D.C. or New York State, or unless you live in a Democrat bastion in a blue state, where those require that you show good reason, cause and about the possible death, and have verifiable evidence of this or that. Then I'm saying we've got 14 fishmen's training on one end. Blah, blah, blah. It's a lie. It's unconstitutional. You know it. They know it. They keep getting smacked upside the head. We're winning. They're losing. And they're desperate. What have they got? A couple of phony background check laws passed. Oh, and by the way, not one of those background check laws would have kept that thug, punk, felon in Omaha disarmed. Not one. Back right after this.
Emerson Knives is the first company completely dedicated to producing knives for self-defense, law enforcement, and military applications. The Emerson CQC7 is the most influential tactical folder of all time. Carried in places not found on any roadmap, the CQC7 should be carried whether you're at a movie with your family or kicking in doors in Iraq. The CQC7 is on duty with a select few who have known the chaos of conflict. For your own CQC7, visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
Beginning this year, Magnum Research Incorporated, a car arms-owned company, is proud to bring the Baby Desert Eagle 2 back to the U.S. market. The Baby Desert Eagle 2 offers a double-action, single-action trigger and plenty of firepower. Available in 9mm, 40 SMW, and 45 ACP, several barrel lengths, and either steel or polymer frame, the Baby Desert Eagle 2 is an exceptional handgun value. For more information, visit MagnumResearch.com today. That's MagnumResearch.com.
One of the few guns that fits comfortably in your pocket, the North American Arms Guardian 32 ACP is the perfect combination of small size, high quality, and great stopping power. Convenient, reliable, and very effective. North American Arms stands behind the Guardian 32 ACP with a lifetime warranty. With standard capacity of 6+1 rounds in a pistol less than 4 inches in length, the Guardian ACP ships with 2 magazines and offers an optional 10-round capacity extended magazine. For more information, visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Didn't think you could afford that new AR-15? Yes, you can. Check out the DTI-4 by Delton. The 16-inch M4 comes fully equipped with a collapsible stock, car handguards, A2 flash suppressor, cleaning kit, 2 30-round magazines, a sling, and a beautiful hard-sided case, all under $760. Delton, priced right for any budget. DEL-TON.com. That's DEL-TON.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
As Americans, you have the right to bear arms. You also have the right to have and cook great food. Hey, what's up? This is AAR Shanto, and I just launched a great cooking guide. It's called Try This Dish. Why not spice up your dinner? All you got to do is go to irfnews.com. It's chock full of recipes, DIY kitchen tips, everything that's got to do with cooking. That's Try This Dish at irfnews.com. Give it a try today.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet, used by law enforcement and civilians around the world? The Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Carrying spare magazines is always a great idea. The Crossbreed holster outside the waistband mag carrier is the most comfortable OWB rig on the market today. The Crossbreed mag carrier provides great retention and a high ride, enabling total concealment and immediate access under only a light cover garment. Available for single or dual magazines, these incredibly comfortable magazine carriers may just save your life one day. Crossbreed holsters, often imitated but never duplicated. To order your Crossbreed mag carrier, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the program. I just went over to the donation page at OmahaPoliceFoundation.org, OmahaPoliceFoundation.org, and donated $25 via their Donate Now link. I hope you do the same thing if you can find it and dig it up. I know times are tough, and I know, you know, believe me, I've said this many times. I know what it's like to be down to my last 50 bones. You can trust me on that. It's a true statement. And if you're not in that position, if you can dig up 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, or more, even better, to donate to that community and that family right now, if you do so, put ORZCO, O-R-Z-C-O, Family Fund, in the notes when you donate so that it goes to them. And that's directly at the OmahaPoliceFoundation.org. Thank you in advance for that. We have a surprise call from Armed American Radio's Washington, D.C. editor, my close friend, and believe me, a supporter of you and your right to bear arms, Neil McCabe. Neil, thanks for calling in. I do appreciate it. To what do we owe the honor, my friend?
Well, you know, Mark, I wanted to call in and just say that Judge Scullin got it right with this injunction today. And, you know, it's really sort of the last sort of underpinnings of D.C.'s fight. Again, really what started with Heller is that, you know, with the Heller decision, you know, they have created this sort of regime to administratively restrict gun rights, even though the Supreme Court told them to do absolutely the opposite.
True. Very true. And Scullin pushing this. That opinion piece in the New York Post today, I believe, well, let me put it this way. I know Alan Gottlieb very well, and Alan Gottlieb is not going to go away anytime soon. And you can count on it, New York City. You can count on this coming to you. And Neil, you, I know you know that, too. What, tell me something quickly on the – go ahead.
I just think it's unfortunate that we have to ban the courts. I think it's –
Have we lost Neil there, Sean?
If we had leaders, frankly, leaders on our side who had the courage to fight as hard for gun rights as they fight to get a new bridge built in their district, we wouldn't have to rely on a judge. We wouldn't have to cross our fingers and wait for a judge to decide what to do. But this, you know, how many times can you argue about what the Second Amendment means?
They will continue to argue it. They'll continue to fight it. That's what they do. Let me give you, this is from Dan Gross, the president of the Brady Campaign to Prevent Gun Violence. Take a listen to this. And let me also first apologize. I had intended to tell you today a story from my book about a young man by the name of Marco Rick Aldone, who I wrote about in my book, Lessons from Armed America. You can pick that up at Amazon, Books a Million, wherever books are sold, Lessons from Armed America. I am not going to be able to go there today. We got a little bit sidetracked in the story, and it should have been today. We got to talking about Kerry Roscoe in Omaha and the terrible turn of events down there. So bear with me. Tomorrow we will have some great stories with Jennifer Cruz's DG Uses. She will be here tomorrow. And I'll eventually get to that story for you. I know they're fun, and they're turning into fan favorites, so I just wanted to let you know that. Here's the email that comes out from the Brady Campaign, and this came today. I'm a member of their email list under various different names, I have to admit. And this one says, hi, Mark. Yesterday I was on the ground in Oregon celebrating the latest victory in our campaign to expand Brady background checks to all gun sales. Because of your actions, calls, texts, emails, and meetings with legislators, SB 941 is now law, making Oregon the sixth state to expand Brady background checks to all gun sales since the Sandy Hook shooting. Now, I want to point out that they themselves have admitted and are on record that a background check would not have stopped Sandy Hook. Neil, you know that. I know that. And anybody with a clear-thinking brain knows that. It also, right, as I pointed out, would not have stopped the shooting in Omaha yesterday. Go ahead.
No, but you see, they don't really care. They aren't motivated by safety because, frankly, our good friend John Lott has proved over and over again, if you want to make a community safe, allow those citizens who are willing to take that responsibility to arm themselves. I mean, it's irrefutable that armed citizens make us safer. So if you're interested in a safer community, then you allow gun rights. If you want a city to be more dangerous, you do exactly what they've done in go through the list of cities. You want to talk about Detroit? Do you want to talk about Washington, D.C.? Where there are literally neighborhoods in Washington, D.C. where the police have given up. They just don't even go there. And this is our nation's capital. I mean, a quarter mile from the Capitol Dome, I walked past a bank with a bullet hole through it. That's a quarter mile from the Capitol Dome. And that's because the people who are disarmed are the law-abiding citizens.
Yeah, it's interesting. This piece from the Brady Campaign, these numbers are actually pathetic. They've got it highlighted in big, bold letters. You made this victory happen. 6,830 Oregon advocates. That's nothing.
Yeah.
1,253. Well, hold on one second. Listen to these numbers.
Right.
1,253 number of calls and emails to the Oregon legislature. That's chump change. GeorgiaCarry.org dwarfs that when they're simply trying to communicate with one of their legislatures regarding whatever bill happens to be up there at that particular time. 597 was the number of calls and emails to the Oregon governor, 125 media mentions, 6 newspaper editorial board endorsements. That's pathetic. What that tells me is that the fix was already in because of the Democrat-controlled legislature and the Democrat governor in Oregon. Those numbers are pathetic. If that's the best they've got, you see, they could have never done that in the state I sit, for example. Those numbers wouldn't have even registered at the Capitol Dome in Atlanta.
But knowing what you know about what it took for Georgia carry to get that guns everywhere bill passed. I mean, the fix should have been in for gun owners in Georgia. And yet for gun owners, the mountain that Georgia carry had to climb, the doors that were slammed in its face in a state that's controlled by conservatives, or so we're told.
No, that's a great point. I was at the bill signing. I was fortunate enough to literally be, I don't know, maybe 6 feet away from the governor, and I was openly carrying a loaded sidearm 6 feet from the governor when I got to shake everybody's hands as they walked by, and nobody panicked and dove under the tables. No, you're absolutely correct about that, but this is yet again proof positive of what I'm talking about, that these people will do anything to claim victory. Did that? Now, take a listen to their wording. Make no mistake, what we accomplished in Oregon is monumental. We delivered a crushing blow to the corporate gun lobby, and we're picking up steam and building momentum, the likes of which this issue has not seen in decades. Next stop on our cross-country march is Nevada, where a ballot initiative to expand Brady background checks to all gun sales has already qualified for the November 2016 ballot. If you know, we're running out of time. We simply don't have the time to tell you how Bloomberg's money is purchasing these ballot initiatives and what they're doing and the lies that are being told. You want the truth about it? Neil, would the Brady background check have stopped Sandy Hook?
Absolutely not.
Universal?
Absolutely
would it have not. Stopped the murder of the police officer in Omaha, Nebraska yesterday?
Absolutely not. I mean, there's a word I can't use on a family radio program, but background checks are bonkers. The gangbangers and the terrorists are not filling out forms before they buy their guns.
Neil, thank you very much for the call, man. We appreciate it very much. Thanks for tuning in up there in Washington, D.C., and giving us your insight. We'll probably talk with you on the Sunday broadcast. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been was not the show I wanted to have with you today, but I guess that's the beauty of daytime daily radio. We have the ability to ebb and flow as the stories dictate. I couldn't let this one slide. I hope you understand. I also hope you find it in your heart to donate OmahaPoliceFoundation.org to this family and this community that is hurting so bad right now. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense will continue tomorrow. Jennifer Cruz's DG uses. We'll talk about good law-abiding citizens who use firearms to defend their lives. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. See you tomorrow.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to defendfamilynow.com right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit defendfamilynow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's defendfamilynow.com.